Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic on Parshas Matos. The pasuk says as follows: "V'hayisim nekim Hashem u'miyisrael." We have to appear clean, free of sin, in front of not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in front of other Jews as well. Appearances matter. This is classically referred to as the Isra Mar Sain or Chshad. We will mirtz Hashem tomorrow see the difference between those two phrases, if there is a difference. Chshad, meaning suspicion, I'm doing something that gives off the appearance I'm doing something wrong. Or Mar Sain, also giving off the appearance. Apparently, when people are looking, maybe it looks like I'm doing something inappropriate. So in fact, the Mishnah Maseches Shkalim says as follows, that when somebody has to go into the office, the chamber at the base of Mikdash, where they kept the Shkalim, where they kept the Shkalim that were donated by people to the base of Mikdash on an annual basis. So it's basically the treasury where they had the funds there. Somebody had to go in. You have to be careful what you wear. You can't be wearing clothing that has pockets. You can't wear shoes or sandals or tefillin. Anything that people may be concerned that you are going to be sticking the money of the treasury in. And even though you're not doing that at all, so you're doing a totally permitted act. You're going in, you're not stealing anything, of course, but the appearance matters. So be sure to wear clothing that people won't even have the havamina. They won't even have that initial possible thought that you're doing something inappropriate. And the Mishnah there says, Shelo yachashduhu sheganav shkalim min alishka. We have to be careful what we wear so people won't be suspicious that we have stolen money, the shkalim, from the chamber, and we have hidden it in our pockets or underneath the tefillin. Lefi she'adam, these are the critical words, lefi she'adam tzarech latzeis yidei abrios. We have to make sure to appear proper and sinless in front of people, just like we appear in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah brings our pasuk, v'yisim nekim me'Hashem Yisrael. We have to appear sinless, without sin, in front of not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but other Jews as well. And in fact, the Yerushalmi says that this isn't only a pasuk from the Torah. We have psukim that teach us from the Torah, from the Nevim, the Ksuvim, and there the Gemara brings down various psukim throughout Tanakh on this issue, and then asks, but which is the clearest of the pasuk and the psukim? And the Gemara answers, the clearest of the psukim, teaching us this message that we have to worry about appearances in front of people, is indeed the pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Matos, Va'yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael. We have to look clean, sinless, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael. And the Torah Tamima explains what the limud is, the mimenu mevor that we learn from this pasuk. Shalodai shetzarech limtzos tzchein v'sechot tov. Not enough that we act fondly and we gather fondness, that people feel that we are an appropriate, proper person and we have good midos. That's not sufficient. That's not the only thing we're learning from this pasuk. Ela shetzarech kamli hizar. We also have to be careful. Shaloya'ale aldas ish lechashto. We shouldn't give people a reason that they should be suspicious that we are doing something wrong. So that's the introduction. And today we have a specific question. So what is the reason that Chazal instituted a prohibition that even though we're doing nothing wrong at all, but still because it may give off the wrong appearance, that we indeed cannot do it? And an example would be going into a treif restaurant to use the bathroom. There's no other place around. I need to use the bathroom. I need to buy a drink. I'm parched. And this is the only place. It's a McDonald's on the side of the highway. Is there a problem or is there not? I'm doing something that is totally mutter. Going in to use the bathroom is mutter. Going in to buy water is mutter, but it may give off the wrong appearance. So in fact, there are three different reasons why Chazal instituted in certain circumstances, and we're going to have to see when the prohibition applies, that there is a prohibition to do something that gives off the wrong appearance. So number one is that indeed we may be doing it in a proper way, but people will look at the act we're doing and they will think we are doing something else. So for example, we may be going in to the treif restaurant to use the bathroom, but people think when you go into treif restaurant, you're going in to eat, and they may learn from our actions that indeed it is permitted, but I am doing it in a permitted way. They are going to think you can do it in a non-permitted way, in a prohibited way. They're going to think it's okay to do it. So an example of this is brought in the Gemara Krisus, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that says when it comes to eating the blood of a fish, there's no prohibition of eating the blood of a fish. You got that delicious salmon. The blood is permitted. When it comes to an animal, the cow, then you can't eat the blood. So it's permitted to eat the blood of a fish. So Amar Rav, the Gemara increases, Dam Dagim Shekin Suasar, Rav comes and says, the blood of fish that you have brought together, for example, you put it in a bowl, you put it in a cup, it's prohibited to eat it. So then the Gemara asks, but we know that the blood of a fish is permitted. And the Gemara reconciles it and says as follows, it depends on the situation. Once you've brought it together, for example, you have a collection of blood, you have a cup of blood, you have a bowl of blood together, that is when it's going to cause a problem because people are going to look at you eating blood, and they're not going to know that it is permitted blood of a fish. They're going to think it's prohibited blood of an animal, of a cow, for example. And they are going to go and learn from us. But we did it in a permitted way. We were having salmon blood, and they're going to have cow blood. So because we may cause people to do a prohibition, because it looks like we're doing something prohibited, but they're going to think it's okay to do it. If he can do it, I can do it. Accordingly, Chazal said, we can't give off that appearance because other people may do it in the incorrect way, even though we're doing it in the correct way. So that's reason number one. Reason number two goes as follows. It's not that people will say, he can do it, I can do it, it must be permitted, but they're going to look at me doing something and they're going to think I am doing an isser. So could we get back to our example of going into that McDonald's, to that Shakey's restaurant and using the bathroom, they're going to think we are going in to eat treif. And this is reflected in the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Dalet Amud Beis, a famous concept. Rav tells us as follows, Kol makom she'asru chachamim bnei marasayin, anything that Chazal instituted as prohibition of marasayin, afilu bechedrei chadayim asur, that prohibition applies even doing it at home by yourself with the windows closed. In other words, once Chazal instituted that we care about appearances in a certain situation, we have to be careful, they prohibited. That act is prohibited not only in public, but also when we do it at home as well. And Rashi explains, what's this concept here? When would Chazal prohibit something because of marisayin, giving off the wrong appearance? Shelo yechashduhu be'isur, that people should not think we are indeed doing an isser. And the Avos, the Rabbi Nosson, brings an example of this. Al yisyached Adam im kol hanashim bepundak. We should be careful to not have yichud with any women, for example, in a hotel, in an inn, even with one's sister, even with one's daughter. So yichud, for the most part, doesn't apply when one is with a sister. There are certain limitations. And with one's daughter, however, we have to be careful about the appearance that we give off. And it continues. Be careful who you speak with in public. Even there could be problems speaking with your own wife in public because people are going to think that you're doing something wrong. Who is he flirting with in public? When they don't know it's your wife, it's going to give off the wrong appearance. So we see from here a second reason for marasayin. It is not only that we are concerned that people are going to, like our first reason, they're going to think, oh, he can do it, I can do it. But also another reason, an independent reason, is they're going to see us doing something and we're giving off the appearance we're doing something wrong. It looks like we're doing something wrong and they're going to think we're doing something wrong even though we're doing nothing at all wrong. And the third reason that we have why Chazal would institute that an act that is totally permitted but you shouldn't do it because of the appearance is there's a concept that we are not, when we're looking at somebody else, a choshed b'ksherim, somebody who is suspicious of somebody who is a kosher, of doing something wrong, loka begufo, that person who is suspicious of others when he shouldn't be, is going to be punished. He'll be punished, he'll have a punishment of physical pains, his body will be punished. So the Sefer HaChassidim says as follows, Hanosin le'isha b'seis, so somebody gives tzedakah to a woman in private, right? It looks like they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing together. Let's assume there's no issur of yichud. But he says to a woman, he wants to help out a woman not married to her, meet me in back of the garbage dump, I'll give you some tzedakah. He wanted to do it even so she's not embarrassed, but he's giving off the wrong appearance. He says that is chshad, you're giving off the wrong appearance, that's usur, because the pasuk says, vayisin nekim, Mashem and Israel, and not only are you violating chshad, you're causing people to be suspicious of you, but you are also machshil at a choshtimoto. You are tripping up, you're putting a stumbling block in front of people who see you, and when they see this, a man and a woman going in a place they shouldn't be together, they're going to be thinking things about you, and you are causing them to be suspicious of you, and you are causing them to be punished. Loka begufa, you're causing them to have a punishment, physical pains, illnesses, etc. So because you're tripping something up, this is the third reason. If somebody is doing something that is totally permitted. But giving off the appearance of doing something wrong, he is going to be machshil. He is tripping up the people who are watching him, thinking he's doing something wrong, even though he's not. And he's causing them to be loke begufa, that they will be punished for being suspicious of him. Now, just to mention an additional point, the Sefer HaMenucha of Rabbeinu Manoach has a little bit of a different take. He says that if somebody indeed is tripping others up, it's not that they will be punished, but he's the one who's going to take on that punishment, that physical punishment, because he was the one who tripped them up. In any case, bottom line, where we are now is we have three separate reasons why Chazal instituted that there would be an Isra of Marasayin of the Torah. Maybe it's Doraisa. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Is this Isra of Chshad or Marasayin? Is it Doraisa de Rabbana? But in any case, certainly Chazal did institute various times that there's going to be a prohibition. They prohibited certain acts that, although fundamentally permitted, to be prohibited for one of or more of three reasons. Number one, people are going to say, if he can do it, I can do it. Number two is they're going to think that we are doing an Avera. And number three, that is because he's tripping other people up, because he's causing them to be suspicious of him when he shouldn't be doing that. Have a wonderful day.